Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The County Office of Education's Decade of Difference initiative is helping to put on several Cash for College events this month. The workshops provide assistance for high school seniors completing the free application for federal student aid and the California Dream Act application. Students who attend the workshops may qualify for a $1,000 scholarship. Check with your high school counselor for the dates and times of each school's event. Additionally, there will be separate Dream Act workshops presented in Spanish for those who are ineligible to fill out the FAFSA. The first takes place at Fortuna High School on January 15th, with another scheduled at Eureka High School on January 28th. A Del Norte County woman defended her home with a handgun after she confronted two men who had entered her residence on Wednesday morning. The woman confronted the two men outside her bedroom, and those two men, later identified as 31-year-old Donald Webb and 31-year-old Duncan White, fled the residence and then got into a Honda sedan with Oregon license plates driven by Candace Swain. The woman called 911, and Del Norte deputies and CHP officers responded to the area. Sergeant McManus of the Sheriff's Office spotted the vehicle and was led on a short vehicle pursuit before the vehicle pulled over and all three suspects attempted to flee on foot. They were quickly apprehended, arrested, and booked into county jail. Congressman Jared Huffman issued a statement on Wednesday looking back at the 2013 legislative year and ahead to 2014. Huffman highlighted his bipartisan bill that increases penalties for trespass marijuana grows on public lands and the focus on the environmental degradation caused by those grows, and said the coalition of Western lawmakers will continue to focus on the issue. Huffman said his number one priority for the new year is to reestablish unemployment benefits for those who were cut off at the end of the year when the unemployment insurance expired. More than 200,000 Californians were affected, and Huffman said that an extension is needed so that those who continue to search for employment can do so. Huffman said that improving access to the Affordable Care Act remains a top priority, as is the Farm Bill and the land conservation, farm subsidies, and nutritional programs supported by the bill. You can view Huffman's full statement at his website. Six local business leaders have been appointed as new members of the Eureka Chamber Board of Directors for 2014. Don Ellsbury, Polly Endert, and Jeff Pauly join Carl Schoenhofer, Catherine Smith, and Lori Watson Stone as new members of the board. The new board members will be officially sworn in on January 30th at the annual chamber membership meeting and banquet. Sheriff's deputies continue their search for the armed suspect who walked into the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville early Tuesday morning and robbed the place at gunpoint. The clerk said the suspect pulled out a handgun, ordered him to the floor, emptied the gas station till, and then stole the clerk's wallet. The suspect is described as an adult white male about 5'10", who was wearing a black jacket, red hoodie, ski mask, and black skate shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the new year begins, many people are already thinking about their taxes. The first tax deadline arrives on January 15th, the fourth quarter estimated tax payment for the year 2013. There are many books on the market that serve as helpful guides for those who need assistance completing their taxes. Certified public accountant Bill McCauley understands the value of these references.
I think that there's some value in that simply because it's a source for information about taxes. Even if you're not doing your own return, you may want to have information and feel like you're informed. I've got some clients who come in and they bring their stuff and they're very well informed and they ask excellent questions because they've taken some time to inform themselves.
McCauley added that the internet can be a powerful tool as well, especially search engines.
You know, Google is not authoritative from a tax research perspective, but sometimes it's a good indicator. I've done that sometimes where it's like, gee, that's kind of a weird one. I'll just Google it, see what Google says. And sometimes that'll kind of send me down the right road when I go into our relatively expensive and robust tax research software to find out what I need to find.
The fourth quarter estimated payment can be skipped without penalty if you file your return and pay the full balance by the end of January. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.